Hello, this is Magdalena, and the Alexander Technique exercise for today is talking about the habit of gratitude. Alexander Technique has everything to do with becoming aware of one's habits and then to decide whether to carry on with this habit or not. But this week's post is really influenced by what has happened in Japan. My thoughts have been with the people in Japan and the indescribable, unimaginable disaster and loss they have suffered and are suffering, the ones who have survived. I cannot imagine what it is to lose everything, everything. Family, friends, my home, everything in it, my job, my work, communication, transport, access to food, fuel, water, warmth, medical care, the village I live in, the town, the land. I cannot imagine what it means to have lost everything. And then I caught myself today complaining, today, about some pain, some small, silly, insignificant pain. And I am ashamed. How dare I complain when I am sitting on a bus that is travelling along the road, which is intact and safe and going into a town where I know I will find shops full of goods. How dare I complain when I am looking forward to a great lunch at the Oyster Cafe today? And I found out about that lunch yesterday because I have access to electricity, access to the internet. How dare I complain when I can confidently assume that the All Saints, the lunch and all the people will be there today and will not have just been wiped out by a tsunami. Complaining is a habit, a bad habit, a habit I no longer want to cultivate. I want to develop and encourage a new habit, the habit of gratitude. I want to live with gratitude. Every time I find myself complaining, I want to stop for a moment and become quiet, and then I want to decide to stop this habit of moaning out of respect for the people in Japan, out of respect for the suffering of the people who are at war, who are caught up in conflicts, for the people who are ill, out of respect for my own life. And I want to lay down tracks for this new habit. And maybe I have to lay down a new track every day to make it stronger, to renew it, to renew that resolve. And the first track I am laying down is this. I am grateful for what I have enjoyed today. The lunch, those meatballs, John's meatballs, were fantastic. I met great people, and I made a pot. Mohammed showed me how to make a pot with wet clay. I want to be grateful for the earth and for the water that have gone into that pot. I only wish the pot were big enough to contain all the suffering in the world. I want to live with gratitude. Let's develop the habit of gratitude.